Good evening, everybody. It's 6:30 on a Monday evening. It is the Third and Footlong Show on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Ah, good evening, DT. How are you?
I'm doing well, Darren. How are you?
Well, Super Bowl day has happened, but we will get well onto that later in the show. We don't really want to spoil it for those that haven't seen it yet, but we're not going to hold it a secret for too much longer, but we'll be back later. And of course, as always, well, if you want to follow more about us, you can get onto Instagram, YouTube, TikTok and Facebook. Subscribe and follow and you'll get to see all of the remarkable dance-related videos that we've been doing lately. So how's your week been, DT?
Good. I made some spinach dip yesterday and I had never tried that before. I don't know if you've tried it. It feels like a dish you would enjoy because it's pretty much just straight cheese.
If you take the spinach out, then it will be absolutely amazing.
Honestly, there's so much cheese in it, you could barely taste the spinach. Like, I've never had it, I've never made it. I don't know, I've always heard of it when I watch, like, American vlogs and stuff. And it's just 4 cups of cheese melted. It honestly just feels like mac and cheese without the pasta.
How good is a total cheese dish? But what's the deal with spinach? Just get it out.
It honestly has none. I feel like it just fakes people to think it's slightly healthier than
healthy,
it is.
That's right, yeah. I don't know what it is. You obviously can, but I just can't do leaf. Like, when you go to a cafe and you get given, like eggs on toast, and for some reason there's just some random leaf on top of it. I'm like, get it off. No leaf. Get out of here.
I like when you order a pie at a cafe and you, like, have it there. They bring it on a plate and then they've, like, a stupid little tiny salad next to it. And you go, it's all good. I just wanted a pie. I don't need this stupid, like, 5 leaves and half a tomato. No.
If I only wanted 10 calories, this ain't what I would have ordered.
No. You would have gone for a Red Bull.
So, this week I found myself back on the Eamon Allersley Sports Weekender show again, which was good fun to do, talking Super Bowl predictions. So we'll wait and see if that came true when we talk about the Super Bowl later.
Did you change your prediction at all?
No.
I know you didn't.
I still kept it. I kept it as it was. Seattle by a score. But we will wait and see for later in the show, just to see whether I was like, No, don't know what I'm talking about, which one TikTok commenter said about 2 weeks ago. And then another one said, hard to understand what this guy's even talking about when he just talks in soccer language. Whatever soccer language is.
I don't know what soccer language is. I enjoyed making the video of my top three coaches. And originally I had it as me, but your face reacts to who I had as the top three. It was so funny. I was like, nah, just straight Darren.
Do you know what? At the time, I didn't even realize I was doing that. And then I watched the video and I was like, oh, wow, that was really disrespectful.
It was quite funny. Because like I say, originally it was me on there. And I was like, nah, I'm too boring. You need Darren going, what have you done?
I was so funny when you met Carl Shanahan. I was like,
you just like a gross, like, squidged face, like it sprayed you with lemon juice or something.
I just don't recall doing those faces. I mean, one of them was like, and then you were like.
It was just all so disgusting. It was so funny. So
that
I think at some point you'll have to say you're top three because they're obviously not them.
No, sometimes when you do a video recording, you forget that you're actually on screen.
Yeah.
A bit like those COVID people that took their laptops to the toilet and forgot. I think that was me when you were doing your coach. Maybe we'll get the same facial expressions off you later when we do my top NFL team reviews.
You already gave the slight spoiler last week where the Lions might not be where I think they should be. So no,
that's right.
Might be sad for Detroit.
And I've not changed them. They were done before the Super Bowl, and I didn't care what the result of the Super Bowl was. I was never going to change it to be anything different.
Cats number one.
Nah. Spoiler alert, but no. That's definitely not what's going to be happening.
I'm going to be excited to see where you have the Chiefs, personally.
Oh, yeah. That took a lot of thinking about.
Yeah.
That did take a lot of thinking about. I got to be honest, and I kind of sat there and went, who's going to beat, if they played them, could they beat them? And then at some point you were like, oh, dears, the Chiefs could be a 29th here if I kept doing this. So I need to be a bit more realistic and take injuries into consideration. And at the end, kind of like they were on their third string quarterback. And it was kind of like, this was
getting
pretty...
I can't even remember who played.
Oh,
it was Minshew and then...
The guy, I think, that started with O, and he got 60 yards against Denver or something like that. So
it's hard, but to move this, into pineapples and pizza.
Well, it's one of the biggest contentious issues on the planet, I seem to find, and I've got the full respect of the third and footlong listeners. They seem to be authorities on food from some of the comments we got. So I thought, why don't we dig up like probably one of the most contentious issues, which has always been pineapple on pizza. So
I go for it. I had it on Saturday night, had a nice pizza, and I had pineapple on it.
Well, what's interesting is the marks are almost identical, so it still shows, even amongst the third and footlong fan base, that you still can't separate people on whether pineapple should appear on pizza or not. So, I actually had some really nice pizza tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Because, obviously, my tonight is like, not is your this morning. So, yes, and there was no pineapple present, I will point out. And as a matter of fact, nowhere on the menu was pineapple even mentioned. So, I think the pizza cart that I went to, I think they were a no. So, I should probably go in and vote for them. Because they're obviously a no. But go through the results before we go through the comments. I only eat pineapple for dating research purposes, 5%. 5%. Trying to work out if the rumour about whether drinking pineapple juice actually does what they say it does. 5% of people are still testing that theory. How about just some fresh pineapple on its own? Surprisingly high, 17%. So one in five. Pineapple's nice. One in five of the third and footlong show are healthy. Not sure about the other 80%. Well, 5% are off doing something else, but, and then the big decision. One of them got 41%, one of them got 37%. That's how tight it was. In favor of.
As tight as their MVP race.
That's right. The one vote. We should talk about that in a minute, actually.
Yeah.
Because I just want to know, who was the one person that voted for Justin Herbert? Like,
oh, they said
come
that.
On. I haven't
I
seen
do
it,
know.
Sorry.
It's,
who
was it? Oh, it's someone Tony. From Pro Football Focus.
Oh. That's why I never watch those clowns. 41% was, yes, pineapple belongs on pizza. Yeah. Here you go. Because I was the no. I was in the 37. You're in the 41.
Let's have a look. Go pizza.
Let's have a look at these comments. And again, as you would expect, very polarizing. So Matt from Melbourne, everyone who voted yes is wrong. There you go.
Sorry, Matt. I'm not wrong.
Corin was back. Pineapple doesn't belong on pizza or in burgers for that matter. However, I won't judge a person's choice, just like I don't judge people who listen to Oasis. They are the musical version of pineapple on pizza.
I thought everyone had Nickelback.
I was not happy about that. I was not happy about that. Being an Oasis fan, I was not happy about that. I'm sure I must have written a discouraging remark back to that as well at some point. Corin came back again. Craig Westenberg told me the pineapple is a great home remedy for headaches, sore throat and fungal infections. Interesting.
Okay, Craig.
Analia, the people who hate pineapple on pizza are somehow always the ones that are talking about it.
Yeah.
And then we had a very interesting comment from Alex Lee Stavely, who's a comedian. Very odd. But I think he was reaching out for our help. Sometimes I get touched, unrelated, but I thought I'd tell people. To which I wrote back, do you need to talk? Do you need help? I just thought I'd do the old, are you okay, just to help him out. But, yes. So, as you can see, a very diverse bunch of comments again. Some slight inappropriateness along the way. But I'm just going to see if I've missed any others out. Da-da-da-da. I can't see that we've missed anybody just going through. I did tell you I got offended about the Oasis comment, so I put Corin Healy, and answered it as me, not as third as Footlong, by the way. Just because you still listen to the early catalogue works of Dave Dobbin, do not hate on those that wish to be progressive.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was like, yeah, oh dear, sort of like anti-New Zealand musician along the way as well.
Thanks, Darren, for not answering in as firm.
That's right. There you go. I thought I wouldn't, because I did not want the opinion of Darren Lees to be the opinion of Third and Footlong, because if I got fired for that, then at least you'd still be able to do the show.
I think getting fired for an Oasis comment would be a bit much.
Yeah, it'd be tough, wouldn't it? So there we go. We'll have another food chart this week of some nature. I got a feeling it needs to be another controversial one. I was thinking today about it, and I was like, Marmite, yes or no, or Vegemite, whatever you want to call it. I would have to put Marmite and Vegemite because of our international listenership, and I would have to just go, yes or no.
Yes, and just I prefer a straight Vegemite.
50-50. I don't know what clever comment could be in there for what people might be using Vegemite for alternative purposes for, but
it is a yeast-based product, so I'm sure we'll get something inappropriate about that.
I would say so. There may well be. So, should we move on to a bit of NFL news?
Should we go to the NFL honours?
Oh, yes. Yes. Was there much you disagreed with?
No, Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett, should have been. There was really no, like,
sack record.
Get sack record. Go. Offensive Player of the Year, JSN, I also agreed with, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty okay with that. I mean, he had a pretty great season. There was a lot of running backs being talked about early, but they seemed to fade away. Cook and Taylor and stuff like that, they all kind of faded away towards the end. So,
Puka Nacua, was no one some else people there. Thought. I just thought Puka was a bit injured this year, so that's why. No.
Yeah, and he's been acting weird. So, yeah, nothing for weirdness.
Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yes. From our dear Browns.
Carson Schlesinger? Definitely 100%, yeah.
Interesting choice. But you put who else could have been up there? And
Nick Emmanuari was really the only other one. I just think he came on a bit too late in the year, whereas Carson Swissinger was calling the defense as a rookie linebacker. That's very impressive.
That is impressive. Rookie Offensive Player of the Year. I've been pretty high on Tedaro McMillan all year, so I was pretty happy with that. I thought there was a chance he could lose it, but
just shook.
Yeah. So,
Tyler Shook got the fan vote, though. You know, had the Pepsi Rookie of the Year. He won that.
Yeah. And the way that the Saints finished the season, there's no great surprise there, right? So,
yeah.
But no, Tedaro McMillan, pretty cool on that.
Comeback
MVP,
player?
Or comeback player. Gosh, how many times is Christian McCaffrey going to come back?
Well, he gets injured all the time, so that's why. Coach of the Year, Mike Vrabel.
I wasn't so sure about that.
I thought it should be Kyle Shanahan, but it's what it is.
I don't know why
you dislike him, man.
I like Kyle Shanahan, and he's done an amazing job. I don't know. I don't know with Rabel, the schedule. I mean, I guess if you look at it in the cold light of day, and that's what everybody will do in 20 years' time, they will look at the Patriots at 4-13, and they'll look at the year that Vrabel won it, and we'll see that they're 16-3 or something like that, and they'll go, oh, what a turnaround. And so I guess if you looked at it in the cold light of day, I'm surprised my daughter from Seattle didn't get a look in.
Assistant coach of the year, also Patriots, Josh McDaniel.
Yes. Yeah, I guess you probably can't argue about that.
I have an argument for who should have been at least a finalist. The defense coordinator from the Texans, Matt Burke,
yeah,
who called and led the number one defense. He should have been at least a finalist in that category. I'm not sure why no one's talking about him. So that was pretty much my only one that I was a bit like, I don't think he should have won it, but should have had a little bit of talking about.
He should have been in the running. And then, of course, the big one.
MVP.
One vote.
Yep, one vote.
Stafford versus May. I think people probably voted for Stafford, knowing that it was probably the last chance that he was going to get to win it. And probably people thought, Drake May, show us again next year. And then probably yes.
The biggest news from the NFL on us is actually Matt Stafford is returning.
Yes.
To play next year.
He's back.
But he still has to negotiate a contract with the Rams, which last year did not go very well, so that is interesting. Because Sean McVay and the GM, Les Snead, just got extended. So now let's see how much they'll pay the MVP to keep him there.
Yeah, I mean, being truthful, what's he got left? Probably a year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a year. Amazing, really, considering this is the guy that came into the season with an injured back, didn't take a snap during the whole of the preseason, and everyone was like, ooh, probably including me at some point in our first show, going, which version's going to turn up? That one seemed to be pretty fine.
I think the good version turned up.
The good version turned up, and probably makes sense because they weren't that far off from being a Super Bowl team this year.
No.
So,
Man of the Year, Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner. Wasn't nice. Yeah.
And then Joe Tui was Protector of the Year.
Protector
for your favourite quarterback. Where you got Carmed on the way out to France.
I did get Carmed on the way out to France. So what it did allow me to do was to go to his house in person and present the Darren Lee's Award for Most Favourite Player in the NFL, which he was very pleased to receive. Because he'd been hearing all sorts of rumours that I didn't like him. And I said, no, this is just fake news. I'm in America now, so it's fake news. And he was like, well, I'm very grateful for the Darren Lee's Most Favourite Player. I said, well, actually, while I'm here, I've got the Darren Lee's Favourite College Player of the Year from 2 years ago that I forgot to give you as well. So, yes, flew out and got to San Francisco and could not make the connecting flight. They did actually at first turn around and say, well, come back tomorrow. And that was like, no, that's not an option. And so they flew me to Chicago.
Karma.
There is your karma. And then from Chicago to France, which was a long flight. So not as long as New Zealand to San Francisco, but by the time that was your third flight, we're pretty done by then.
Yeah.
Only to get straight off the third flight and spend 5.5 hours on a train. So, yes.
You must have just been so clean and fresh by the time we got down.
I just don't think anybody wanted to share a carriage with us at the end.
That's what I love about flying from New Zealand. When you get to the destination, you're all like, don't come near me.
Nah, I'm rank.
Should we talk about Hall of Fame finalists and who got in?
Yes. We know who didn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
So, any contentious ones there for you?
No, I thought all good. Drew Brees getting in over Eli Manning, 100%.
Yes.
Drew Brees just better. Adam Vinatieri, I thought was good. Like,
yeah, I mean, he won at least one Super Bowl for the Patriots, maybe even two.
So, yeah, Roger Craig finally in. That was nice to see. That was a cute, don't know if you've seen the door knock video, but he was so excited, and it's just
nice to see
those sorts.
Yeah.
Luke Kuechly, 100%, one of the greatest linebackers.
Great player.
Larry Fitzgerald, I was surprised that he got on first ballot.
Yes.
Personally. But
that would probably be my contentious one. Especially when people like Bill Belichick isn't in there. Eli Manning is going to be an interesting one. I think it's going to be the today version of what's going to happen when Philip Rivers becomes eligible again. I mean, the guy's won two Super Bowls, but saying that, so has Mike Shanahan, and he's not in there either. So,
and what about Ben Roethlisberger comes up next year, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes. You would think so, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I mean, there
I
is
think he's very similar to Eli Manning.
Yeah. There's going to be those sort of quarterbacks of Rivers, Roethlisberger, Manning, who all played at a similar time. You know, people argue, oh, Breeze only won one, Manning won two. But it's like Breeze's consistency for the length of time. Towards the end, Manning struggled.
Yeah. And him coming back was also a cool story.
Yes.
Actually surprised how many votes Frank Gore got. He nearly got in, actually. Like, he was about two down from the last person. So
great running back. But did you see the news of this weekend was the University of North Carolina basketball game?
No, I don't know.
And Belichick and Jordan were in the crowd, and Jordan was wearing a T-shirt of the same company, the spa company, that Robert Kraft had his moment in.
Oh, my gosh.
So, the Belichick versus Kraft thing not going away anytime soon. We'd like it to go away, but you know what's going to happen next year. They're both going to be up for it again. It's going to happen all over again.
The other one who nearly actually got in, Jason Witten. He also had quite a few votes.
I thought he might get in, actually, but
I thought he might, but
I think next year.
Marshall Yonder was one of the best guards in the league for quite a few years.
Yeah.
I know he's a guard and offensive lineman don't get in, but he was one of the best to do it for quite a few years there. So it's hard getting those positions in because they're not the fun ones to talk about.
No. It's like trying to get drafted as a kicker.
Yeah.
It's just hard to do, right?
So, shall we flow into some more football-related news then?
Yeah, drive. Yeah, well, the big one involves our team yet again.
I know. Got a new head coach, Todd Monken. Todd Monken said some things in his press conference. Jim Schwartz has resigned from the Browns. Honestly, just too much.
That was exclusively revealed on the show last week that was likely to happen, that he was not going to stick around. And guess what? He did not.
He didn't.
No.
He did not. So that was not unexpected. Cowboys looking to keep George Pickens by franchise tagging him, but also might potentially trade him was the other news that came out today. I don't particularly see that happening because he feels like a Cowboys player. So
Ed had a great season. Him and Lamb were just a great 1-2, right? Unless, you know, Schottenheimer's got, whether he's got tired of him in the dressing room or whatever, because it's not exactly a secret that he's been sort of problematic for culture, so.
Should I just roll through some head coaching news then?
Yeah,
Nathaniel Hackett to the OC as Cardinals?
Yeah, well, it was interesting because he was meant to be the QB coach at Miami.
Yes, and now he's with OC for the Cardinals, so see what goes there. Be interesting. I've got a whole list of quarterback movement when I get to the end of the coaching one that I wanted to go through with you, because there's a lot going to move.
Yeah. I don't get Nathaniel Hackett being hired by anybody. No.
Nope. Cliff Kingsbury joins the Rams as the Rams and the Rams offensive coaching staff, not as the OC, though.
No.
But Matt Nagy to the Giants as OC. Also weird. Broncos promote Davis Webb to OC. Not shocking at all.
No, another exclusive reveal on our show last week.
And then Clint Kubiak expects to be the Raiders head coach. It's not officially signed, but
no. I mean, why would you want to go to that division?
He chose the Raiders over the Cardinals. The Cardinals had to hire their second choice, which is Mike LaFleur.
Yes. I don't understand. That's a crazy division when you've only got half a roster. Mm-hmm. Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix.
And probably Fernando Mendoza.
I mean,
who will not throw at the combine?
You what? No. And does he need to?
No.
I think we've seen enough Mendoza to know that he's good.
Yep.
I'm normally pretty critical of people that don't participate in the combine. One, of course, being the person that I've just presented favourite NFL player award to, but like, I think it's almost a done deal, isn't it? Someone the other day reckoned that the Jets were going to move up to number one, and I'm like, no way. The Raiders aren't giving up the number one. That's not happening.
They are expected to trade Max Crosby, though, so.
There was some rumour the other day that the Broncos were in discussion, but I don't see them trading them in the division. And do the Broncos really need him?
I think anyone would take him, though, if you could.
Probably. I mean, he's probably top five, right?
Yeah. Last two bits of coaching news. Ravens hire Anthony Weaver as DC. Kind of a strange one. Not because he's bad or anything. I think he's good. He goes back to where he was drafted by. But more so, he won't be calling the defense because the head coach is going to be calling the defense. I just thought that was an interesting move.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Ravens look like next year.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Even the Steelers. Steelers, yes. Aaron Rodgers in talks to return to Mike McCarthy with the Steelers.
Oh, just partying like it's 1998 or whatever it is.
Right? Yeah, and then the other big news, Stoutland, the offensive line coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, the longest tenured coach on that coaching staff, is now on the market. He has left the Eagles.
He's gone. There's problems in Philadelphia.
Yes. Big problems.
What do you
reckon? And Matt Ryan, non-committal for Michael Penix, is starting QB.
He said what's up?
He's non-committal. He wouldn't commit to Michael Penix starting as the starting QB once he's healthy.
Well, who else is he putting in there? Because where are they picking, about number 12 or 14 or something like that?
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins is expected to be released. So
that's right. So then you're not picking a great QB at 14 unless you're taking a real chance on someone.
You'd be
going into... How much have they got a hit on Cousins, or is that it now?
No, they do have a small hit, but it's actually not that big.
And Penix is costing them nothing, so they could still go free agency and go and get somebody for big money. Russell Wilson's available.
Yeah, I'm going to now list all the quarterbacks that are probably on the move to new teams, either through trade or because they're free agents or something else. So these are the most likely to move. Malik Willis from the Packers. Yes. Kyler Murray from the Cardinals.
Yes.
Tua Tagovailoa from the Dolphins.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins from the Falcons. Justin Fields from the Jets. Geno Smith from the Raiders. Tanner McKee from the Eagles. Anthony Richardson from the Colts. Jacoby Brissett from the Cardinals. And there are 9 teams in need of a quarterback.
Would you really want any of them?
Malik Willis is the one who's the hot name, isn't he?
Yeah. He's he played great when Jordan Love was out, right?
Mm-hmm. So he's the hot name, I would say.
Are Miami really going to take a $90 million hit?
I think Tua's already decided it. He's not got the Dolphins on his social media. I think he's already looking at houses and wherever he wants to go.
90. But is he really going to get a job? I mean...
There's 9. So the 9 teams, I think, need a quarterback. Cardinals, Jets, Dolphins, if they move on from Tua, obviously. Falcons, Vikings, Steelers, Browns, Raiders, Colts.
Yeah. But the Raiders are probably going to take number one overall.
Yeah. So
one of those won't make it. And then where's the likes of Zach Wilson? Is he staying in Miami?
I think so.
There's some athletes out there, right?
You would want Zach Wilson over those.
Probably not.
If I had to pick one that was just a bridge quarterback, I would pick Jacoby Brissett as a bridge quarterback because he played pretty well with the Cardinals at the end of the year.
Yes.
And he's very solid in the locker room. He won't cause any issues. There won't be any drama. He's just a nice, solid.
And you're going to get drama out of Tua.
And Kyler.
And
Kirk Cousins, actually.
But everyone seems to love him. Wherever he plays.
Yeah, but he causes a lot of drama as to who will be playing, even with the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. But I just don't know how the Dolphins are going to function with a $90 million dead cap? Especially with that coach. I mean, when Denver did it, they were doing it with Sean Payton.
I think the teams that are going to bring in a competing quarterback for training camp, the Panthers, the Texans, the Saints, and the Bucks.
That's got to mean that Andy Dalton's on his way as well, then.
I think, isn't he trying to retire?
I mean, the hot money would be he'd retire, but I guess when we look at the fact that people have had to bring back Philip Rivers this year, that kind of tells you there's not a lot of amazing stuff out there, right?
And then the other thing I think would be interesting, and I could see happening at the end of this coming season, Jim Harbaugh moving on from Justin Herbert.
Ooh.
Because he often quite quickly falls out of love with his QB. He's done it a few times in his career. He used to love Alex Smith, and then suddenly it was Colin Kaepernick in the Super Bowl.
There was another one I was thinking of where that I thought that they might move on from the QB, and I can't think of it.
Eagles, Bengals, and Ravens have all been in the trade rumors for Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts.
I mean, you'd take any one of those three, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean, Joe Burrow. I mean, there's probably only four teams that probably wouldn't take him over their existing quarterback.
Yeah.
So, if he became available. Who was I thinking about? I can't think who it was now. A quarterback where I thought the coach was like, I'm done. But I can't think who it was now. So, if it comes back to me, I'll come back to it.
And then everyone's asking who could be the next Patriots for this year. I reckon it's the Giants. Could potentially be the Patriots.
I don't know.
If you want the whole Patriots storyline.
I mean, you've got the Harbaugh thing there, haven't you? You've got the Harbaugh thing going on. He's going to have a dog easy schedule, probably. So it's not going to be the Titans and it's not going to be the Browns. Could be the Saints.
Yeah.
Could be the Saints. Couple
of
additions.
Hope for some growth from Tyler Shipp.
I'll be interested to see what the Saints do, but I can see them winning that division next year. I mean, the most talented team in that division, I think, is the Falcons, but they woefully underperformed. Then it's probably the Bucs, then it's probably the Panthers, then it's probably the Saints, but a couple of moves could easily see that Saints team move up, because you only need to be 9-8 in that division to win. So,
talking of rankings, we move on to your power rankings.
Oh, here we go. This is, if anyone's tuned in, this is why they're here. 100% this is why
they're here. That is why they're here. Let me just get my face ready to react. There we go.
You're warming it up, just like a TikTok video. I have to congratulate you this week on your social media performance.
On my making of food?
Outstripping anything that I do
with food.
I had a few people who saw the
The weird dancing one. Yeah,
Oh, no, that freaked me out. I did not enjoy that video. but over 1,000 people did, so I guess. The night before Super Bowl has had well over 1,000 views, and then your food one has had well over 1,000 views, and I'm like, wow, I think I'm surplus to requirements on the show now.
I'm excited to see us cooking together. That'll be fun.
Oh, my. So last week we revealed in the power rankings the New York Jets, my thoughts, were the worst team in the NFL at number 32. Uh-huh. Very, very closely followed by the Las Vegas Raiders at 31, the Cardinals at 30, the Titans at 29, and the Browns at 28 is where we got to. Moving on, 27, the Commanders. I just saw woeful. I think if they get off to a bad start this season, Dan Quinn's under pressure.
Yep.
Especially if they get off to a bad start with Jaden Daniels. What was interesting is listening around the league, some of the commentators, at the Denver Broncos who were so pro Dan Quinn over Sean Payton, and I'm like, and then of course when Quinn got them to the championship, it was like, see, we told you. And it's like, how's that worked there for you? Jaden Daniels is so much of the success of that team. They've got some aging players. They I think they're going to struggle again next year, even if Daniels is back. 26, the Giants. They showed signs that they could be something. But yep. Then Dark got injured. Scadabo got injured.
Malik Neighbours,
who's an amazing wide receiver. Like, they just had a mare of a season. Lost the head coach. Just, yeah, everything just could have gone wrong, did go wrong at the Giants. 25, the Dolphins.
Yeah, yeah.
Despite that little bit of a surge they had. No Tyreek, issues with Tua, no real great backup. Mike McDaniel didn't see, lost the locker room. Like everything that went, could have gone wrong, went wrong. 24, the Falcons. I think probably the most disappointing team of the season. Given that they've got London and Pitts and they took two first rounders. Penix can't stay healthy. They were the biggest disappointment of the season, in my view. Ironically, came a week away from being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
23, the Cowboys. Dak's good. Pickens good. Lamb's good. Defense is just appalling. And I think they'll struggle again this season because I don't think they can build that defense quick enough. I'm not sure the O-line's good enough. They've still got work to do there.
I do think they've picked up a good defensive coordinator, though. They actually, yes. I think, really went out and did their research and they picked up someone who might be able to help, especially on the back end.
This one pains me to do because I think they're better than where they are, but I'm judging them over a whole season of work, not 5 weeks. 22 was the Saints. There was a period where I had them sitting around 18. Because I do think they're better than the Bucs, and they beat the Panthers twice. And I'm like, 22, I'm still struggling with putting them there. I think they could be better, but am I just judging them on 4 weeks' worth of work rather than 17?
Yeah. My thing with the Saints, they're so old.
Yes.
They're like, wolf.
And so constrained.
Yeah.
With salary cap as well. Like, they're in a world of pain.
Mickey, still there.
I know. 21, the Swifties. The Kansas City Chiefs at 21. At a point, obviously, when I had the Saints above them, I had the Chiefs down at 22, 23. Mm-hmm. Number 20, the Bengals, probably the second most disappointing team of the season. I'm stunned that Zach Taylor's kept his job. Joe Burrow, defense is awful. And they've had constant contract problems with Trey Hendrickson. Joe Burrow, depressed, unhappy, not enjoying life. Like, never mind him being traded. Was he going to retire? If you're that unhappy in your job, was he actually going to retire? Or if he went to the Falcons, for instance, could he turn around? He's a bigger market guy than that, though. He's a bigger market guy than that.
I don't think he cares about that, though.
No.
Like the publicity.
19, the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had them in their top three after 8 weeks. I wasn't really convinced. Some of their wins was a win against the Broncos they shouldn't have had with a ridiculous call on a field goal. As soon as Daniel Jones got injured, they completely capitulated. The Anthony Richardson saga will come to an end.
What do you do? Daniel Jones injured. What do you do this offseason?
I guess it depends the prognosis of how quick he can come back and what's coming back. But I think you're probably close to, depending on your salary cap situation, you're probably taking someone in free agency because you're not going to get anyone in the draft.
Are they going to go for another old white guy and Kirk Cousins?
That would be so Colts.
I know, they have the type. They have the type.
They do have a type. 18 the Bucks. Everyone at the start of the season was talking about Baker Mayfield being MVP. But I think he was injured.
Before the season, I was talking about the Bucks.
You were. You had them. And I'll tell you what, after 6 or 7 weeks, everyone else was looking stupid. You looked like you'd got it nailed. And then it looked like Mayfield was injured or not right.
Yeah, no.
Evans and Godwin were in and out. And yeah, the Booker and stuff like that. So the Bucks fell from grace when they didn't make the playoffs. 17, the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be interested to see what happens to Lamar.
I don't think anyone knows what's happening with the Ravens. I think everyone else is going, what's going on?
Lamar seemed to have lost pace. So it will be interesting. Still relatively accurate. Still
apparently
had a bit of leg.
A contract to extend again. So.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Makes sense. I'm not sure where else he would go. Number 16, the Steelers. Do you know what? I wanted to put them in the 20s. They were just like the most flattering to deceive team of the season.
So flat and so boring.
They got into the playoffs the same way that the Carolina Panthers did, by just being in a dog division.
Yeah, but the Panthers actually played well and the Steelers did not.
Well, the Panthers either won close or got thumped. It was no in between, well, apart from when they beat Atlanta 30-0. But the Steelers, old team, I don't know how. Yeah, they got a lot of work to do. 15, your Lions. Not your Lions, but you seem to like the Lions.
I love the Lions.
15, I thought they had a really poor season.
They did, yeah.
The first season that Campbell was without Glenn and Johnson, and it really showed. And I know you think that one of those replacements that came in had a good season, but
defense,
I don't know.
Defense,
the window's closing for the Lions. The window's closing.
Oh, it is. The offense coordinator did not, but the defense coordinator did.
Someone's just about to put the latch down on the window and close that off for them.
Still the best years the Lions have had in about 60 years. So 100%.
But the problem is it's now set that like the next level. Mm-hmm. 14, the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
I was even dubious about putting them there because whilst they had some great divisional wins, they had some horrendous losses.
Mm-hmm.
The loss to the Panthers. They had some poor losses. Jordan Love looked like almost MVP for 6 weeks, and then, again, injuries kind of got him. Number 13, the Carolina Panthers, won a bad division, but have got some good young players. My biggest doubt about the Panthers is a coach.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Canales is good enough. I think they were right to take up the fifth-year option on Bryce Young. They had nothing to lose. They had nothing better. And if you look at those coaches, those quarterbacks you mentioned earlier, which one of those would you take over Bryce Young?
I think this will be a very exciting show for post-Super Bowl for us.
Yes.
Predicting where the quarterbacks go.
Where they're all going to go. Number 12, the Vikings. So whilst they didn't appear in the playoffs, again, another team that came a week away from being in the playoffs with a very banged up, consistently injured quarterback. You put a good quarterback in there, they're probably going 13-4 or 12-5.
Yeah, I'm still surprised you put them so high because the quarterback is such a problem.
Quarterback's a massive problem, and that's why the general manager lost his job.
And actually, the running back didn't perform that well either.
No.
Aaron Jones, he didn't.
But they were difficult to beat. They're great at home, difficult to beat. Defense is good. Still got Justin Jefferson, still great. Big decision to make at quarterback, though.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, as talked about, there's lots of holes and not a lot of quality to fill them.
Yeah.
And not a lot of quality in the draft either.
Nope, sad. It's going to be a weird year where some people are going to be paid a lot of money.
Number 11, the Chargers. At one point, I had the Chargers at 15. Yeah, they got in the playoffs, but I just was not convinced by them all season. They had some good early wins. They went 4-1. Then their next seven games, they were somewhat like 2-5 or 3-4. And then they were 4-1 again. And then they were 3-5 again or something like that. I know that doesn't add up to 17, but like.
I think they're going to have a massive step back this year because Jesse Minter was a very good DC and he really got the worst out of those players. So I'm a bit concerned if I was a Chargers fan about where they're going to end up now.
Yeah. And again, that division's going to get no easier. Obviously, a decision with the Chiefs on whether Kelce comes back and at all. Mahomes will be back. The Broncos have now got rid of the Russell Wilson money, so they're $35 million better off. $35 million. And Sean Payton, we know from what he did to the Saints. I mean, look at the state of the Saints at the minute. He will spend
the money. Get a running back.
Well, actually, get a running back. Get a running back, probably a tight end and a wide receiver.
Yes, but a running back first, please and thank you, Broncos.
Absolutely. Number 9. Do you know what? I don't know why I've got these this high, because they were terrible. They were good early, but they were bad late. The Philadelphia Eagles. The only reason I've got them there is they've got good talent.
Yeah.
They've got problems as a head coach. There's a culture problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Brown. But they've got great players. Devontae Smith, I'd want him at my team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So, Eagles 9, don't know why, 8 the 49ers. Difficult to really make a call on how good they are. The Seahawks owned them twice. They just did not get anything either game. So, they got owned twice. The Bills at 7. I thought they regressed from last year.
Yeah.
It was the Josh Allen show. Cook was early, but then got nowhere. The two tight ends seemed to disappear towards the end of the season. Defensively, they were beatable. People were putting big points on them. So, 7. Number 6, the Texans. Great defense, but questionable offense. CJ Stroud, massive decision to make there. Is he the guy?
Amazing defense.
I know how you feel about this defense.
No, he's not the guy. CJ Stroud has to make a massive step up to be the guy. I would be concerned if you're paying him the quarterback contract.
That would be the equivalent of what Miami did with Tua, I reckon.
And Trevor Lawrence did with Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a segue. Number 5 for Jags. The work that Liam Cohen did was amazing, but I'm a bit like, show me again.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence was great for 6 weeks, and then when it mattered, he did a bit of Darnold. He did a bit of a Sam Darnold when the heat was on, and he kind of fell apart. So, number 4, the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule. Show me again next year. Show me again next year. In the playoffs, they beat a terrible Texans. Well, not a terrible Texans, but a terrible CJ Stroud.
A terrible CJ Stroud, because the Texans' defense showed up big in that
game. That was amazing. And they beat a Bo Nix-less Broncos, so not convinced. I don't think they were the right team for the Super Bowl, but they're there and they could win it. They're 60 minutes away. They've got as good a chance as anybody if Sam Darnold seeing ghosts turns up, and the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. But, number 3, the Rams. Hot offense. Can beat absolutely anybody on their day, but had some terrible defeats along the way.
Yeah.
Almost lost to the Panthers twice.
I know,
probably should have lost to the Panthers twice.
Yeah.
But when they're on fire, they're on fire. And Stafford still got it. Sean McVay, arguably well, arguably best coach, but definitely top three with his record at his age. Number two, the Broncos. Everyone hated the Broncos all season, but they just kept winning.
I just think they should get a running back.
Yes. They've arguably got top three defense. Bo Nix has got to become more accurate. They need a better number one. I think Cortland Sutton's done a great job, but I'm not sure he's the number one going forward. Running back's a problem. The defense will all be back next week, next year. The offensive line will all be back, and they're $30-odd million richer. And Bo Nix will be fit. So the Broncos are two, which leaves the Seahawks at one. But late in the season, Charbonnet kind of has a different looking offense without the 1-2 running back punch. But,
and a different scheme on defense as well.
Yeah, but Darnold still kept putting up numbers, still kept throwing touchdowns, wasn't seeing ghosts. Everyone's waiting for it, but like, hasn't happened. So that's it. There's the 32. How'd
Seahawks
you feel?
One. Jets 32.
Think it was fair?
I think it was fair. The only one that I had a bit was the Vikings. I had would have put it a bit lower. That's just because that's mainly the quarterback, really. Stuffing else was through. It was just the quarterback was so bad.
I just and the running back. I just saw. But then again, he won his last four games.
Yeah, I guess.
It's average. Won the last four games, and they didn't play nobody's in those four games either.
No, they didn't. That's the only one I was like, I would have put them a bit lower. But
yeah.
Everything
understand.
Else, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. But that's that.
That's that.
Yep.
And now, finally, onto the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't think it's really going to take a lot of discussion, is it?
No. What happened.
Yep, and I'm over here in France, 4:30, nearly 5 o'clock in the morning. That was a struggle to stay awake in the first half. And then the second half, it just became a complete domination.
Yeah. At the first split second there, when Matt Collins finally got a touchdown for the Patriots, nearly, but no. Sorry, John.
Yeah, you kind of think, is it? And obviously they got the garbage time touchdown and you thought, the onside kick, this would be such a Patriots thing to do, would be to recover the onside kick. And
no shot.
There was no shot, no. And even when they stopped them, I mean, Kenneth Walker burst through and got that touchdown. I was half expecting him to just sit down at the 1 yard line and go, that's it.
Yeah. But he didn't.
He took the glory and it didn't matter anyway because it was called back. But, that was pretty much as dominant a performance as you could probably see. To be honest, a couple of more accurate passes from Sam Darnold and it was probably over at halftime.
Yeah. I want to say something. Christian Gonzalez played a game. Like, his team lost, but he really helped. He knocked the ball away on quite a few shots that could have gone for a touchdown. So, he had a good game for the Pats. The Pats' defense actually not a problem. They were pretty good.
Yep, and look, there's 24 people that voted for Matthew Stafford breathing a sigh of relief this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening going, whew. Because to be honest, and I know this is going to be a controversial take, I think if Drake May wins that MVP, he's the worst postseason quarterback to win the MVP. Because quite simply, in the postseason, he's been average at best. He's
disappeared. Yeah.
There were two or three times, especially after when the Seahawks went 29 up, where you just looked at Drake May's face and he was just like, what the hell is going on here? I know he had to face the Texans, but they couldn't back it up with offense, but he looked like, I just need to get out of here really quickly.
Yeah. He is injured, so you do wonder how much that came into play in the end. Because it is his throwing shoulder, so that can't be comfortable.
No.
I have to say, though, the Seahawks' ability to rush with four, and it looked like they're blitzing, but they're not. It's just four of them, and they just happen to all break through that pretty pretty rough offensive line for the Pats and completely swarm and demolish Drake May. I don't think he's had a nice day.
I was listening at halftime just to try and find something to keep me awake because I couldn't really have the volume on to watch the halftime show or anything like that, because I think my sleeping family wouldn't have appreciated that. So I was listening to Mr. Truth. Shout out to Mr. Truth again, the halftime show, and he was just like, if this Patriots offensive line cannot stop this in the second half, this is going to be a massacre.
What was interesting is it wasn't actually Will Campbell. Like, it was Will Campbell, but the guard, the left guard, was it Wilson? He was the issue. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. And May was, I think he was sacked, what, four times, five times?
Six times, because the weird strip sack that looks like a strip sack actually counted as a fumble.
Fumble, yeah.
Oh, that was not a fumble, as an interception somehow. So,
was that two interceptions then? Two interceptions.
Yes, two interceptions, one for a pick six, yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I don't think they've announced the MVP yet. I don't think, are we there yet? It can't be Sam Darnold, surely. It's got to be Kenneth Walker or, who's the
one of the defensive
guy?
Players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were just monster all day.
Or, as everyone said, could it be Jason Meyer, the kicker? Because he did score the most points.
He also, it was the punter. That very last play when he put it out of bounds at about the
Dixon,
four.
Yeah.
He just thought, this is over.
The Aussie.
Yes. Yes, there's a few of them turning up now, right, in the NFL. But, the Seahawks are just lofting the trophy now, and McDonald, second year coach
with the yellow Gatorade buff.
Yes. Oh yeah, that looks just, that was going to be sticky.
Oh no. Red. Yeah. still no one's used red in the Super Bowl.
No. So Cooper Kupp, just seeing it on the screen now, two Super Bowl rings with two separate teams. So,
and he was big. Like, he had the most receptions, receiving yards for the Seahawks. He got possession and kept them going down the field. JSN, not really anywhere to be seen in the game today, and also knocked out for a bit with potential concussion, but came back and cleared.
Do you reckon the Patriots were too focused on JSN? Because, you know, Walker hadn't been spectacular in the playoffs yet today. He just absolutely burst. And I wonder...
Patriot, actually, both teams kind of seemed to lock. Both offenses kind of looked like they didn't want to lose the game for their team. So, look, it was quite boring if you enjoy offense. But if you're me, who likes defense, I was pretty stoked.
This would have been a dream game for you, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was good.
So, I don't know. Was it the right play calls from the Patriots? There was a lot of questions about the play calls in the first half.
Yeah.
As I say, 12-0. That could have easily have been 17 or, I suppose, 9-0 at halftime. It could have easily been 17 or 21. Yeah. And at that point, it's over.
But I guess we're on to 2026. Let's go.
Yeah, well.
Let's see, come down our way. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is going to be great, yes. And now the obviously the opposition confirmed as the 49ers.
Yeah, so maybe we'll be there, maybe we won't. Let's see.
Well, it's not a shabby game, you know.
No, I'll be happy to be there. Hi, NFL.
Look, if you want a more in-depth review of the Super Bowl, we will be putting out a separate video on YouTube and podcast. So we'll get that out to you as soon as possible, where we'll go a lot more in-depth.
See you next week.
Yep, thanks, and happy post-Super Bowl parties.
diversity.